on WKND, Donna Summer was singing about a bad girl. Bad girl, you're such a naughty bad girl. Beep, beep. Sully turned to old Mama Sun, who was in her orange top and her green pants again, and said Malenfant was never obviously crazy. No crazier than anyone else, anyway, except maybe about hearts. He was always looking for three guys to play hearts with him, and that isn't really crazy, would you say? No crazier than Pags, with his harmonicas, and a lot less than the guys who spent their nights snorting heroin. Also, Ronnie helped yank those guys out of the choppers. There must have been a dozen gooks in the bush, maybe two dozen, all of them shooting away like mad. They wasted Lieutenant Packer, and Malenfant must have seen it happen. He was right there, but he never hesitated. Nor had Fowler, or Hack, or Slocum, or Peasley, or Sully himself. Even after Packer went down, they'd kept going. They were brave kids. And if their bravery had been wasted in a war made by pig-headed old men, did that mean the bravery was of no account? For that matter, was Carol Gerber's cause wrong because a bomb had gone off at the wrong time? Shit, lots of bombs had gone off at the wrong time in Vietnam. What was Ronnie Malenfant when you got right down to it but a bomb that had gone off at the wrong time? Old Mama San went on looking at him, his ancient white-haired date sitting there in the passenger seat with her hands in her lap. Yellow hands folded where the orange smock met the green polyester pants. "They've been shooting at us for almost 2 weeks," Sully said. "Ever since we left the Arshaw Valley. We won at Tamboy. And when you win, you're supposed to roll. At least that's what I always thought. But what we were doing was a retreat, not a roll. Shit, one step from a rout is what it was, and we sure didn't feel like winners for long. There was no support. We were just hung out to dry. Fucking Vietnamization. What a joke that was." He fell silent for a moment or two, looking at her while she looked calmly back. Beyond them, the halted traffic glittered like a fever. Some impatient trucker hit his air horn, and Sully jumped like a man suddenly awakened from a doze. "That's when I met Willie Sherman, you know, falling back from the Arshaw Valley. I knew he looked familiar, and I was sure I'd met him someplace, but I couldn't think where. People change a hell of a lot between 14 and 24, you know. Then one afternoon, he and a bunch of the other Bravo Company guys were sitting around and bullshitting, talking about girls, and Willie said that the first time he ever got French kissed, it was at a St. Teresa of a villa sodality dance. And I think, holy shit, those were the St. Gabe's girls. I walked up to him and I said, 'You steadfast guys might have been the kings of Asher Avenue, but we whipped your pansy asses every time you came down to Harwich High to play football.' Hey, you talk about a gotcha. Fucking Willie jumped up so fast I thought he was going to run away like the gingerbread man. It was like he'd seen a ghost or something. Then he laughed and stuck out his hand, and I saw he was still wearing his St. Gabe's High School ring. And you know what it all goes to prove?